This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So Canada is quite a secular society compared to America. What made your largest TV network want to air a talk show that's hosted by a Christian who is going to open up all the ethical can of worms and then talk about God as well? It seems like the kind of thing a secular channel might shy away from.
You've described that very well. But what has made this presence possible in Sunday morning television across Canada is what I call faithful presence. For decades before I came along, there were Christian broadcast pioneers who just said, we're going to be on these mainstream stations, and they bought daily time, not weekly, daily time. And as broadcast was struggling in Canada, those daily Christian broadcasters buying an hour of time every day actually kept our largest commercial stations afloat, because they were like a giant one-hour commercial that was being paid every day. And so because there was this great respect for a long history of the Christian church, they started to listen to the new voices that were coming out of the Christian church. And I caught that tailwind. And clearly it was the favor of God that our product was listened to. And because I was mentored by the earlier Christian broadcasters in Canada, and hopefully I'm now mentoring younger Christian broadcasters on our team, it established what I call faithful presence. And so they trusted us when we knocked on the door. And then it's been great content that has kept us on the air.
And who watches your show?
People who did not go to church on a Sunday morning. So we have a demographic carefully tracked, and our average age is somewhere between 35 and 55 that's watching the show on a Sunday morning. And all we know about them is they're lazing around on a Sunday morning, and they are curious about current events. They're curious about what's going on in their world, and they seem to want to stay for the spiritual questions we bring into the news.
So there's almost nothing that you don't cover. You've covered climate change, refugees, terrorism, cannabis legalization, and euthanasia, to name just a few. They're really controversial topics, and you bring in guests who really disagree with each other. Do you have some heated moments on the show?
Hopefully we have some heated moments on the show, because that is great television. You know, we are going to be legalizing smoking marijuana in Canada. And so we invited Canada's most famous drug dealer. He's done over 10 years in jail, and he's out and law abiding now, but he came to our set and poured out a bag full of marijuana products on the coffee table between himself and myself. And it's like clearly illegal products on the set. It's just really a lot of fun to explore how passionate debates can be over you know, issues that have really a moral framework to them.
What kind of an impact is the show having in Canada on your audiences?
That's hard for me to address what's happening for impact, but I do know anecdotally two things that are happening. We are giving people who do not have an understanding of a biblical worldview, who don't have a church background, we're giving them a perspective that God is engaged with our world. And we're giving them a broader view of the church than they may have historically thought. Then secondly, for the Christians who watch our show, we're giving them an understanding of how do you talk about issues that are affected by our faith that may be in conflict with what God would require of our lives.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.